From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Bruce Springsteen shows are notorious for stretching past the three-hour mark, but Austin's Bob Schneider may be one-upping the boss. Bob's set to play songs from across 20-plus years of his career in a single 12-hour show. Music and conversation from Schneider today on our show. Plus, Jimmy LaFave talks about his favorite Austin music experience. It was Chuck Berry at the Paramount.
This is rock and roll, not like Smoke Bombs and Marshall Stacks, and he just got up there and made it happen with three amps and a drum kit.
Also, Laura Mavula and Saint Seneca in Studio 1A, a musical response to Towns Van Zandt. We have live tracks from backstage at the Old Settlers Festival, and we remember Jesse Winchester as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Bob Schneider's going to be on the show in a bit. He's going to talk about his upcoming 12-hour-long concert and how he prepares for such a singular feat. But first, and this is interesting, we have a musical conversation that goes across generations. Let me explain. Esme Patterson is from Denver. She loves a lot of classic songwriters, but she doesn't like how women are often portrayed in the songs. So on her new album, Woman to Woman, she does songs that are responses, like a response to Eleanor Rigby, a response to Jolene, and we're going to hear Patterson's own take on Towns Van Zandt's Loretta in a moment, but I figure we should hear the original first.
Loretta, she's my barroom girl, wears them sevens on her sleeve, dances like a diamond shines, tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22, her laughing eyes a hazel hue, spends my money like waterfalls, loves me like I want her to. Oh, Loretta, won't you say to me, darling, put your guitar on, have a little shot of booze, play a blue and wailing song. My guitar rings a melody, my guitar sings Loretta's fine, long and lazy, blonde and free, and I can have her anytime. Till she's all alone, Loretta, I won't be gone long. Keep your dancing slippers on, keep me on your mind a while. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Barroom girl wears them sevens on her sleeve, dances like a diamond shines, tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22, her laughing eyes a hazel hue. Spends my money like waterfalls, loves me like I want her to. Loves me like I want her to. Loves me like I want her to.
Okay, so you just heard Townes Van Zandt's Loretta from his Flying Shoes album. Here's Esme Patterson and her song Tumbleweed, that's a response to Loretta. That was Esme Patterson, who you may have seen around Austin. She played with Shaky Graves for a while. These days, she's based in Denver. Her new album is called From Woman to Woman, and it features response songs to, well, in that instance, Esme's song Tumbleweed was a response to Townes Van Zandt's Loretta, and we heard them both. And we continue on the Austin Music Experience with a band called Horse Thief. Originally from Denton, they're now based in Oklahoma City. These guys attended the Academy of Contemporary Music there. Fear in Bliss is their debut album, Horse Thief with Devil, the Austin Music Experience.
Nobody sees you coming.
This program is the Austin Music Experience, and we usually get underway with some new releases. There was one from a band called The Sniffs. Gaston Avenue Saint Habit is from their album Barrio Element. The Sniffs are especially notable on this release because Nick Curran, a guitarist who played punk and rockabilly and blues and passed away in 2012, is featured throughout this album by The Sniffs. We remember Nick on the Austin Music Experience. We also heard a band called Horse Thief with Devil. Fear in Bliss is the debut album from these guys, who were originally from Denton, Texas, but now based in Oklahoma City, which looks oh so pretty. Coming up, breaking a world record with Bob Schneider. Plus, Laura Mavula live in Studio 1A, Shiny Ribs covering ZZ Top backstage at the Old Settlers Music Festival, and more as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll meet the other ZZ of Texas Blues. On April 23, 1984, ZZ Hill gave his last performance at the Longhorn Ballroom in Dallas. Arzell Hill was born in Naples, Texas in 1935. He began his musical career at 19 when he moved to Dallas to sing gospel. However, Hill also enjoyed blues and R&B. In 1964, he recorded his first single, You Were Wrong. Hill did not record again until 1972, when he released a string of blues and R&B hits, including Down Home Blues and Love Is So Good When You're Stealing It.
When you're stealing it,
love is so good. By the early 1980s, ZZ Hill was poised to capitalize on a growing interest in Texas blues. However, in February 1984, he was involved in a car accident that caused health problems from which he would never fully recover. Despite these difficulties, Hill continued to perform, giving his last concert in Dallas just days before his death. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a salesman who rode the airwaves to the governor's office. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. The biggest Austin music news this week was the 2014 Austin City Limits Music Festival released its lineup. The festival called it one of their most energetic lineups to date, but there's been a mixed response from fans on social media sites, such as Reddit and Twitter, from the very excited to the vocally opposed. Still, there's no denying that ACL Fest brought out some big acts this year. Pearl Jam and Beck are headlining, as are rap superstars Eminem and Outkast. The festival also sees a significant number of electronic music acts, with Calvin Harris and Skrillex headlining, and groups such as Major Lazer, Zedd, Fantagram, Chromeo, and Churches all in the big font. Last year's festival drew some criticism for a lack of female performers. However, this year's top billing includes international superstars Lana Del Rey and Lorde, though the latter will be for the second weekend only. Female acts such as St. Vincent, Iggy Azalea, Ginny Lewis, Nikki Lane, Toon Yards, and My Brightest Diamond also made the cut. And of course, there's plenty of Austin bands performing, such as Spoon, Asleep at the Wheel, Black Pistol Fire, Mike and the Moon Pies, Hard Proof, and more. Many of the local acts, however, will play just one of the two weekends. Three-day passes are still on sale, and the festival says single-day tickets will be up for grabs later this spring. The 2014 Austin City Limits Music Festival takes over Zilker Park October 3rd through the 5th, and the 10th through the 12th. As you just heard, Texan St. Vincent will return to the Lone Star State this year for the ACL Fest. This week, Vincent, aka Annie Clark, gave fans a peek at what some of her favorite songs of all time were. Clark selected 10 tracks for public radio station KCRW and the Organist podcast. So, what's on her mixtape? Well, Nina Simone, Stereolab, Brian Eno, Kanye West, and David Bowie were five. The whole playlist is on Spotify, where you can stream all of her favorite songs. Austin outfit Not in the Face is asking for your help. The rock and roll group is hoping to receive a whole bunch of donations, but not for them. The group is hoping to collect as much clothing and blankets as possible for a battered women's shelter in Juarez, Mexico. They'll be filling up a trailer with the goods to take with them to El Paso on their way out to California in June. The White Horse in East Austin is taking the clothing and blankets between now and June 16th at 10 a.m. Or you can bring your donation to any of the group's shows between now and then. In the Austin area, that's the Mohawk on May 2nd, the X Games June 7th, and the Statesman during Rot Rally June 14th. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt.
I'm Jody Denberg. Bob Schneider is a common sight around Austin, Texas. For the past 15 years, he's held a weekly Monday night residency at the Saxon Pub, and he keeps getting Austin Music Awards. At this year's awards show, he won Musician, Songwriter, and Album of the Year. And Bob Schneider likes to keep things, shall we say, interesting. His upcoming show is a doozy. Tomorrow night at the Saxon Pub, Bob Schneider will play a 12-hour concert. He's going to feature songs from more than two decades. We have a brand new chat with Bob in just a moment, but first we're going to go into our own archives for a great Schneider performance on Bring Down, recorded live in Studio 1A from 2009. Come on, bring the Bring Down, Bob.
Shooting for the shoreline, falling to the hole. Watch your back, let go. It's like a whisper, barely makes a sound. Beautiful place, take me with you, I wanna go there.
these wooden hands of desire, throw it all into the fire. It's the devil's wings, man's over his gown.
So, Bob, I'm leafing through, I guess it was the Chronicle, and I see this ad for a show that you're doing called 12 Hour Thriller, and I guess you're going to play for 12 hours in a row?
Yep.
How did this idea come into your brain?
I came across something about a year ago on the internet where I saw that the record for the longest show by a solo artist was 24 hours, and I was like, I can play for 24 hours. So I called up Guinness Book of World Records. Actually, you don't call them up. You have to contact them through like an email to see if I could set a record for the longest continuous show of original music. And they wrote me back and said, we can't verify that it's all original. So it's just length. That's all. That's the only thing you can do. So I ended up with 12 hours.
Have you thought of how many songs you're going to need to fill up 12 hours?
Well, actually, when I was putting the set list together for it, I realized if I just played all the songs that I've written, I could play 24 hours a day for 6 days.
Wow. So about how many songs have you written over the years?
It's somewhere in the 2000-ish area. It's a little over 2000, but it's hard to say. I've written a lot of songs that have kind of come and gone and there's no record of, and I just have like a title or I have the lyrics for them, but I don't remember them because I wrote them 20 years ago or something.
But at the show where you're going to be playing 12 hours in a row, how are you going to narrow down which songs you're going to play?
Well, I'm just going to play good songs. And it actually ends up being about 150 songs, maybe 150 to 200 songs. So that's not a lot of songs. I've got plenty of songs. So actually it's called 12 Hour Thrilla, All Killer, No Filler. So there's not a lot of filler actually in the 12 hours. I've amassed quite a bit of material over the years.
And no repeats.
No repeats.
So
and no covers.
Right. All original.
Right.
And you're not going to have a band with you.
No, it's going to be solo, but I do have like a looper and I'll have a keyboard. And so I make some musical loops. So some of the songs kind of have that one man band feel to them, but it's just me.
Never a dull moment with Bob Schneider. It could be the Bluegrass Massacre. It could be when you're playing with Mitch Watkins, one of my favorite setups that you've done. The Galaxy Kings, kind of jazzy solo records that seem to come from outer space. Never a dull moment, Bob. Thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. I feel very blessed to live in a city like Austin that's very eclectic and open to all these different projects that I have. I think living here allows me the chance to do a lot of stuff that I probably wouldn't be able to do if I didn't live here.
Well, one last question on the 12-hour thriller. Are you going to have up there a book with all of your lyrics and chords in case you don't remember things? Are you going to be free enough to go, I'm not going to do that song and switch to another? Are you going to be kind of, how are you going to roll with this?
Well, I'll know the lyrics to most of the songs, but I'll have the songs that I'm not sure of in my iPad in front of me. So I'll have a little teleprompter for a few of the songs, maybe some of the newer songs.
All Killer. No filler, no repeats. It's the 12-hour thriller with our friend Bob Schneider. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Johnny.
Soon he was a pilot in the nationally known, amazing ladies of the outer ozone. She didn't have no kids, she didn't have no time. She was a woman of her word, she was a fighter of crime. She looked good in a hat and she had a natural way. Good tools and old cars, she went to UCLA. But everybody said she was as crazy as a loon. When she was a girl, she'd spend every afternoon sitting in her backyard pretending to be a fighter ace in the Japanese military. She liked to make up her mind, she kept her feet in the air. She wore her heart on her sleeve because she liked it there. And it was all well and good till she met this young man, a young pilot named Steve with a beautiful tan. He spoke English and French and he swam like a swan. He had a mouthful of teeth and more style than Cezanne. He could talk to the bees, he could breathe in the air. He wore his heart on his sleeve cause he'd found it there. And they'd sit in the trees and they'd talk through the night while the blind moon swam in the pale starry light. And they talked and they crowed and they told what they knew. It was better than beer, it was all strange and new. There was grass all around, there was black up above. It was more than hello, it was something like love. And I don't know why life it seems to be so hard for dreamers like you and me when love is love.
You never know about that Bob Schneider. He can be on the edge, and sometimes he's just a romantic at heart, like in that song, Love is Everywhere, recorded with the Tosca Strings in our Studio 1A last year. And who knows what to expect at the Saxon Pub when he gives us his 12-hour thriller. I honestly think that Bob Schneider's performance with the Tosca Strings in Studio 1A is one of the finest we've ever had in there. If you missed it, you can see a video from it on our YouTube channel. Find it through KUTX.org. And just a few days ago, we had another Studio 1A highlight. Laura Mavula is from Birmingham, England, and she came in with her band, including a couple of her siblings, and just blew us away. She did a song from her debut and then segged into a tune that's associated with Nina Simone. Here it is on the Austin Music Experience.
Take me outside, sit in the green garden. There's nobody out there, but it's okay now. I've been in the sunlight, don't mind if rain fall. Just take me outside, sit in the green garden. And I'll fly on the wings of a butterfly, as a tree top and down, down again. I'm putting my bag down, taking my shoes off. I walk on the carpet, a green velvet. Dance in my garden like we used to. Nobody out there, but it's okay now. Been the sunlight, don't mind the rain fall. Just take me outside, sit in the green garden. Oh,
Talented individual. Laura Mavula is who you just heard. Her song Green Garden, and then a version of Sea Lion Woman, recorded just days ago in our Studio 1A. Laura told us that her most recent record, Sing to the Moon, is actually going to be its own follow-up. She's doing another version of it at Abbey Road Studios, totally orchestral. Something to look forward to. We're looking forward to having Jimmy LaFave on our program next week. He's going to tell us about this Jackson Browne tribute he recently produced. But Jimmy also told us about one of his favorite Austin music experiences. We're going to hear that, and then I'll tell you how you can share yours.
Hi, I'm Jimmy LaFave, and this is my Austin music experience. Favorite show I ever went to here was I went to a Chuck Berry show at the Paramount years ago, and I moved here in 86, so it'd have to be, you know, somewhere in those first few years I was here. It was, you know, such a cross-section of ages, people that were 80 to bringing their kids to see the great Chuck Berry, and he was still playing, you know, pretty well at the time, and he had this great little band, and he started playing a song and people were dancing in the aisles, and they, both aisles of Paramount, they danced up onto the stage with him, you know, a little bit with his urging. It was like a seamless kind of choreographed way. They went up and intermingled with him, and they just all kind of at the same time left the stage, like in synchronicity, back to their seats.
I got a chance to sing one. I might be able to sing this one too. Oh! Hey!
Just the way it came off was just like they had hired someone to say, everybody stand up at this particular moment. Everybody just dance your way up to the stage and dance your way off and sit back down. It was just really so cool. I just stuck with me for a long time.
Looked at the clock and it was almost one. I said, come on, baby, let's have us some fun. And we reeled.
But he was really on his game that night. It just was such a, this is rock and roll. Not like smoke bombs and, you know, Marshall Stacks and what people's like, this is rock and roll. It's like, no, this is rock and roll. It's a guy with a guitar, a cord plugged straight to an amp, a little pickup band. You know, Chuck was famous for just using local, calling the local union. He didn't really have his own band that traveled with him. And he just got up there and made it happen with a few amps, you know, two, three amps and a drum kit. And that whole Paramount was just rocking spontaneously with all these people, just the power and joy of Chuck Berry, you know.
Looked at the clock and it was almost four. You know, she turned me around and said, me do it some more. And I well, child, we were feeling rocking.
What a great story. And Jimmy LaFave's been to enough Austin shows that I bet he has several Austin music experiences. That was Jimmy LaFave's favorite. We'd love to hear your favorite Austin music experience. Let us know. We've set up a hotline just to record your story. 1-800-535-5533. 1-800-535-5533. Give us a call. Let us know your favorite Austin music experience, and we'll air it on this, the program of the same name. Coming up, St. Seneca mixes punk rock with their folk music. Definitely worth sticking around for. We've got a couple of folky tunes from Old Settlers, and we remember Jesse Winchester. Stay with us. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Another of our most recent guests in Studio 1A was a band called St. Seneca, who formed about 4 or 5 years ago in Columbus, Ohio. The leader is this guy, Zach Little, and he grew up listening to folk music, but his band started out playing mostly punk clubs, so he had to amp up their music to grab the audience, and St. Seneca has this unique folky, punky sound, and gosh, the title says it all, doesn't it? It's called Bloodbath.
You're drenched in blood, still warm with wire, the crumb crusted, and God caught in your hair. Emerging from the sea of weed, the flesh of God is flayed for you to eat. While Sonny's in the room, burning back the condensation.
Thank you.
That was a fresh and exclusive live performance from the band Saint Seneca from our Studio 1A. The song is Bloodbath. It comes from their new album, Dark Arc. We're going to step outside the studio now. We're going to be outside, actually, backstage at the Old Settlers Music Festival. And up first, we have the band Lake Street Dive. They met at the New England Conservatory of Music. And from Lake Street Dive, recorded live at Old Settlers, backstage, this is a number called Bad Self-Portraits.
I bought this camper to take pictures of my love. Now that he's gone, I don't have anybody to take pictures of. A lonesome highway is a pretty good subject. I'm gonna make myself make a use of this stuff. I'm taking landscapes, I'm taking still lifes, I'm taking bad self-portraits of a lonely woman. Taking night classes, I'm making sculptures, I'm painting bad self-portraits of a lonely woman. And, taking landscapes, stuck taking still lifes, stuck making sculptures. I'm out here taking bad self-portraits of a lonely woman, bad self-portraits of a lonely girl, sad self-portraits, oh, of a lonely woman.
Back in 1966, country Jesus, hippity blues, that's how I learned my legs. Coast to coast, line to line, every county there, talking about that outlaw X, cutting through the air. Everywhere, y'all, everywhere, y'all, I heard it, I heard it, I heard it on the X. To be the first one of his kind. Lots of wives he took control. First one of his kind. Listen to your radio each and every night. If you don't, I'm sure you won't get the feeling right. Everywhere, y'all, everywhere, y'all, I heard it, I heard it, I heard it on the air.
I heard it on the X.
Leave It to Shiny Ribs to cover a song we wouldn't expect them to. Over the last few years, they've covered Willie Nelson, and they've covered TLC, and right there, Shiny Ribs doing ZZ Top's Heard It on the X on the Austin Music Experience. And that was done backstage at the recent Old Settlers Music Festival. And prior to Kevin Russell and company, it was a band from the Northeast called Lake Street Dive. That woman has such a great voice. Her name is Rachel Price. And the song Bad Self Portraits, which is the name of their new album. You might have seen Lake Street Dive on the Colbert Report, which was kind of unusual because they were unsigned at the time, but they got the Colbert bump. We conclude the Austin Music Experience today by remembering a man who had a singular voice, Jesse Winchester, who recently passed away. In fact, in 1977, Rolling Stone named him the greatest voice of the decade. I don't know if they were just talking about how he sings, though, because Jesse had this way of relating his experiences, which included moving to Canada to avoid the Vietnam War, in such a way that they were so relatable to all. And when Jesse visited us within the last decade, he talked about coming back to Texas and having some great Mexican food, and he talked about, of course, leaving America, and he talked about his music career.
I want to tell our listeners some of the people who have done your songs over the years, and they range from Elvis Costello to Bonnie Raitt to Joan Baez. But in the last few years, it's been people like Reba McEntire and Wynonna, right?
Yeah. Thank God, yeah.
Does that allow you a little bit of a gentleman of leisure status?
It does. I got a laziness problem, Jody. I must admit. So, yes, you're right. You nailed me.
I want a job that's not too demanding, like where you do a lot of standing. No way to be an elevator operator, no way a salesman, and no way a waiter, 'cause I'm a gentleman, hey, a gentleman of leisure. The classified ads got nothing too appealing, oh no, but just got the feeling it might take a while to find a position with a pretty secretary in time to do some fishing, 'cause I'm a gentleman, yeah, a gentleman of leisure. Well, I'm a gentleman, gentleman of leisure. Yeah, well, set me in the sun, girl, I'm your gentleman of leisure. Why don't you let me take my time? I bet you I could please ya. 40-hour week, look, can't you make it 30? No heavy lifting, you get yourself dirty. A beautiful office on the 37th floor. Paintings on the wall, title on the door says, Gentleman of Leisure. I look nice in a clean white collar, take home pay, say $1 million. I'll keep looking, never say die. Somebody somewhere is looking for a guy who is a gentleman, oh, a gentleman of leisure. Oh, I'm a gentleman, gentleman of leisure. Yes, well, just set me in the sun, girl, I am your gentleman of leisure. Why don't you let me take my time? Shoot, I bet you I could please ya.
The late Jesse Winchester recorded live at the Cactus Cafe the title track to one of his albums, one called Gentleman of Leisure. And he was certainly a gentleman. Thank you, Jesse, for all the great songs like Biloxi and Brand New Tennessee Waltz and Rumba Man. So many wonderful tunes. Thank you, Mr. Winchester. And thank you for listening. You can find all the past episodes of the Austin Music Experience at KUTX.org. And let us know what you think of this show or any episode on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Austin Music Experience. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers, yay, Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.